Nothing, any shuls. They announce it when they put the stone of Tel Aviv.
Even the Pina.
Tel Aviv wouldn't have any shuls.
Yeah. They didn't say. This is people that came from Europe, must kill him. They say, we don't want to have any shuls over here. That's why Tel Aviv became like this. There weren't so many shuls in Tel Aviv. Never so many, but there were. Things like Shtibla. It's Bet Knesset HaGadol, the big shul over there, the very big also.
My grandfather had a Shtibla.
And a Lazarov. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. A Lazarov, I know where. I know where. A Lazarov next to Sokolov, I think. Ross.
Where's your father? Oh, he's coming?
Yeah.
He's not home?
No.
What's the concern?
Yeah. Oh, no, that's true. Papa will tell you the story. Chavod.
With your permission, Parashat Vayetze. When you say Yaakov in Be'er Sheva Vayelech Haran, Yaakov left the city of Be'er Sheva, it goes to Haran. Says the Gemara. This is Vayetze Yaakov. That you don't find this language usually in the Torah, somebody came out. The Gemara says to tell you, when Yaakov left Eretz Yisrael, the glory and the beauty and the exciting light left Eretz Yisrael. Three things. As the Gemara says, to tell you, Yaakov leaving, the question is, what does it mean exactly left? What really left? And the Chachamim asked, how come it doesn't say the same statement when Avram left Eretz Israel, he went to Egypt? Or when Yitzchak left Eretz Israel, went to Gerar? How come Yaakov? When Yaakov leaves, the Torah so called hints that the glory of the city lives along with him. It doesn't say anything about Yitzchak. The Torah tells us that Rebbe Makom Ayel and Sham, Yaakov Avinu made Tfilat Arvit. Shacharit, the Gemara says, Avraham Avinu made. It means the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If somebody stands up and he wants to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should make sure that he has an open line that Hashem hears him. How do you know Hashem hears you? The Gemara says, Avraham Avinu made Tfilat Shacharit. It means he made the connection. He made the connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A privilege to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu whenever you want. When you stand up, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is busy now. When you start talking to Baruch Atah Hashem, you are HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to ask him something, you want to beg him something, for an asar, for a shlema, knowledge. This is how you know he's listening to you. You can't call the President of the United States anytime you want. I'm telling you, call between 2:40 to 2:41. Okay, that's it. Then call anytime you want to stand up. It's Shmoneh Esrei, you pray to Hashem. Avraham Avinu, the Chachamim says, the Gemara says, made the connection from Shachari. Yitzchak made from Mincha. And this week's parasha, Yaakov Avinu, he made the connection for Arvit. He says, the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Yaakov Avinu to stay in the place that he is right now. Says the Gemara, where is he? He is in Yerushalayim. Maybe it's not exactly Yerushalayim, but he is next to that mountain that we call Har HaMoriah, that Beit HaMikdash is going to be built. And he's going to sleep and he's having a dream. You see his angels go up and down. Says the Gemara, what kind of angels? The Gemara says in one version, Hashem showed him the future. First, Hashem showed him an angel that is the angel that present Babel. Says, means it's Babel. He says, this is the first Adam Hussein, not the first one. Second one, the Mukhanesa Machshimo. He's going to destroy the first Beit HaMikdash. And they show him the second one, they show him Paras, Iran, Achashverosh. Then, and they show him how many years each one should be. So the one from Babel, 70 years. The one from Paras, 6 years. Then you have Greece, 180 years. You know, Hanukkah is coming. I was going to ask you, but what happened in Hanukkah? We chased the Greeks out of Eretz Israel. He says, how many years the Greeks really ruled Eretz Israel? 180 years. Hashmonaim chased them after 180 years, they were in Eretz Israel. He says, Yaakov, see, the angel that represents Greece, he climbs up 180 steps. Then he falls down. And he sees the angel represent Edom, Esav. He goes up, it doesn't go down. That's the dream. What's the difference? Why did Hashem show him this? What's the purpose to see this? So Hashem showed him the exiles that Am Israel will go outside of Eretz Israel, and the exiles actually that Am Israel is going to go through in the time of the Greeks. He sees, and Hashem says, Hashem is there. Hashem is there, and Hashem tells him, I am the God of Abraham, God of Yitzchak. He says, I'm going to fulfill the promise that I promised Abraham, Yitzchak, to you. This land that you're lying on, this is going to be the land that your children are going to get, of Aratzta. You should be able to be strong and conquered and capture. And I'm going to be with you, and I'll make sure you come back here. So I said, Yaakov woke up. I said, that's a very holy place. And after the dream, he still stayed in bed, so cold. And then in the morning, he got up. And the stone that he put around, the stones that he put around his head became one stone. He picked up the stone. He says, this stone is very holy. He says, Vayda Yaakov neder lemor. He made a promise. If Hashem is going to be with me, he's going to watch over me, and I'll come back safe. See this stone, holy stone, I'm going to make this stone like a monument. And this stone is going to be the house of God. Yeh Bet Elokim. Says the Gemara, Hashem just told you that he's going to watch over you. Hashem told you. So when you get up in the morning and you say, I'm making a promise to Hashem, if Hashem is going to watch over me. Hashem told you he's going to watch over you. So the Gemara, Yaakov said something else. Yaakov told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you watch over me, that I will not do sins. What kind of sins? The Gemara says, Yaakov said that I will not worship Avodah Zarah, that I will not murder anybody, and I will not do Gilui Arayot, and I will not speak Lashon Hara. Then, if Hashem, you do this for me, then when I come back, then this stone is going to be a monument, and it's going to be the house of Hashem. Like some bit like Beit HaMikdash. The question is, what is this to mean anything? If Hashem will watch over me, and I will not kill anybody, and I will not do Avodah Zarah, this stone is going to be Beit HaMikdash. And if you do Avodah Zarah, so what? You do Avodah Zarah, you do Teshuvah. So what? Am Yisrael did Avodah Zarah and Beit HaMikdash. Hashem built the second one. Yaakov said, if Hashem is going to watch, forget about watching my body. Yes, Hashem promised he's going to watch the body of Yaakov. Yaakov is going to get back to Israel. Yaakov said, that's not enough for me. I don't want to go back to Israel with my body. I want to go back to Israel the same person that I am now. Since I'm living, I don't want to fall in the trap. I don't want to do Avodah Zarah. And then if Hashem will help me out of the Zohar, then Bezrat Hashem, I will make this Beit HaMikdash. What Beit HaMikdash has to do with this? Do Avodah Zarah, not do Avodah Zarah. How come he's just praying for this? It says, Hashem, save me from all those three things and Lashon Hara. Where did you get Lashon Hara now in the picture? What Lashon Hara? Who are you going to say Lashon Hara on? What is Lashon Hara? Well, you say you don't want to murder anybody, you understand? You don't want to worship Avodah Zarah, you understand? He says, Yaakov says, I pray to Hashem, save me that I should not fall in those traps. Don't want to fall in the trap. So what is this? This is Lashon Hara. Then the Torah says, he gets up in the morning and he goes to Laban's house upon the command of his father, and he goes to the well. At the well, he's waiting, and Rachel comes. The Gemara says, he speaks to Rachel. He tells Rachel, Yaakov at the time is 77, and Rachel is 15. Rachel and Leah were twins. And Yaakov tells Rachel, I would like to marry you. So Rachel tells Yaakov, my father won't let. My father won't let. Because I have an older sister. Even though we are twins, she's a little older. So he'll trick you. So Yaakov says, he'll trick me, I'll trick him. I know how to trick people. Okay? So-called they got engaged. Verbally. The Torah says he goes home. And the Torah describes Rachel as very beautiful and Leah is not as beautiful as Rachel. Vayav Yaakov et Rachel. Yaakov loves Rachel. Information. Says, what does it make to you? If Yaakov loves Rachel, doesn't love Rachel. What does it mean? He wants to marry her. What does it mean? Old man, 77. By the time he's going to marry her, he's going to be 84. So, big deal. But Torah says he loves Rachel, and he walks 7 years. This was the agreement between him and Laban. After 7 years, he comes to Laban. He said, listen, 7 years passed. We had a deal. Laban said, no problem. Tonight is the wedding. He asked Mishtez. Laban invited the people in the city, and he switched. Before the wedding, he switched. Says the Gemara, well, let me tell you something. At the well, when Yaakov met Rachel, he didn't see her for 7 years. At the well, when Rachel told him that my father might make a speech, Yaakov told Rachel, let's make three signs between us. And even though it's going to be dark at the wedding, and I won't recognize you, and maybe sister looks like you a little bit, so I'll make three signs with you. So you touch the bottom of my right ear, and you touch my thumb, and you step on my toe. These are the three signs. And then we'll make sure, so if your father makes a switch, your sister won't know. Says the Gemara, they came to the wedding, and all of a sudden Rachel sees that Leah is being led into the under the chuppah. So Rachel went to Leah and said, listen, Yaakov will catch you in no time. Because Yaakov and myself, we had signs between us. And let me give you the signs. You go under the chuppah, that's what you do. You touch Yaakov's ear, and you touch his thumb, and you touch his toe, step on his toe. And that's what she did. That's what she did. And even though that Yaakov made this agreement with Rachel, Rachel decided she doesn't want her sister to be embarrassed, to get embarrassed, because it's going to be a wedding, and all of a sudden it's going to be a whole thing. In the wedding, look, Yaakov recognized, Yaakov started to cheat him, and this. So Rachel, upon herself, decided to do it. She gave it to her. This is before the wedding, just under the chuppah. It's information the Gemara tells us, so to show you something, okay. So the Torah says that in the morning Yaakov found out that it was Leah, so he goes to Laban and he says, why I work for Rachel? Laban said, no problem, listen, we have a customer over here first, the older one, then the younger one. So if you want the older one also, the younger one also, you know, why don't you work another 7 years? And the Torah tells you that he does. In the meantime, the Torah tells us information. Since the Torah says like this, since Yaakov doesn't like Leah at all, he wants to divorce her. She cheated him. She said, she under the chuppah, she said her name is Rachel. The official from the city was there. I asked, what's your name? She said, Rachel. So in the meantime, the Torah tells you that she's having four children. Number four is Yehuda. Why are you calling me Yehuda? Gemara says because Rachel and Leah were prophets, and they knew Yaakov was going to have 12 children. And since they knew also that the two maids, Bilhah and Zilpah, will get married eventually to Yaakov, so divide 12 by 4, that each one should have 3. In the meantime, Leah has already 4. She said, thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am so-called above average, what you call in America. I got 4 children. In the meantime, Rachel Akara, Rachel has no children. The Torah tells you information. Rachel goes to Yaakov and says, listen, I got no children, I'm going to die. I consider like a dead man, no children for me. Yaakov said, what do you want from me? Speak to Hashem. So Rachel said, okay, so what do you suggest? So Rachel said, well, Sarah, your grandmother, she offered to Abraham to take Hagar, so why don't you marry to my maid Bilhah? And maybe I'll have a child also. So the Torah says, Yaakov married Bilhah. Bilhah has 2 children. Dan Naphtali. Then Leah sees that Rachel gave Bilhah to Yaakov. She gave Zilpah to Yaakov. He gave Zilpah to Yaakov, and Zilpah has 2. God be Asher. So far, Yaakov already has 8. Then the Torah says, one day Reuben goes outside and he found some jasmine. He brings it to Leah, and Rachel sees the jasmine. And she says, can I have some jasmine? It's good to get pregnant. So Leah tells her, why you took my husband? Every night, Yaakov comes from the field. He goes to have supper with you. He never comes to have my supper with me. I cook supper, make barbecue. He doesn't come to my house. He doesn't stay with me. So Rachel said, okay, let him stay with you. Stay with him. So she got pregnant 2 more. It's Sachar and Zvulun. So far, we have 10 already. 10. 10 already. All of a sudden, Leah is again pregnant. Somebody else. So it's already 10 and a half. Yaakov is supposed to have only 12. Now the Torah says, Vayizkor Elokim et Rachel, Hashem remembers Rachel. Hashem remembers what? He remembers that 7 years ago, she gave the signs to her sister under the chuppah not to get embarrassed. Now Hashem remembers it. It's already 7 years ago. How come she didn't have any child till today? What happened? Now Hashem said, oh no, I remember she gave the signs, let her get pregnant, and she has a baby, Yosef. Okay, fine. Yosef. Power of Yosef. Says the Torah, the minute this little baby was born, Yosef goes to Esav, to Laban, and Yaakov goes to Laban. He says, I'm leaving. Laban says, what happened? So Yaakov says, I got a baby, Yosef. So Laban says, what's Yosef? No, you see, the reason I'm here is because I ran away from my brother Esav. And the Navi will say next week after Ovadia says, Vayabet Yaakov Esh. Yaakov is like a fire. Ovet Yosef Lahava. Yosef is like a flame. And Esav is like straw, and gets rid of him. Finish. No more Arabs. Finish. Give me a fire. Hashem will be fire. But Yosef was just born today. Maybe you're telling him Yosef Levi, you know, the big boy already. So he can do something. Understand? The baby. He was just born. Yaakov tells Laban, I'm not afraid of Esav. You're not afraid of Esav anymore? What do you mean, Esav? Yosef was born. What do you think he can be? He's in diapers. He's in the crib. I'm leaving. I'm not afraid of Esav. What happened? Then the Torah says that Yaakov said to Laban, okay, if you want me to stay, I'll stay, but I want to work for myself. He works for himself. One day, after 6 years, he sees Laban's face is different. Laban's boys are different. He decides he wants to leave. Hashem tells him, go leave, he runs. Before he runs, he called up his 2 wives, Rachel and Leah, and he tells them, listen, your father makes faces to me, your brothers make faces to me. Hashem told me to leave, I'm leaving. So they say, and he tells them, listen, your father cheated me 100 times. So they left. I said, 100 times? You let somebody cheat you 100 times? How do you let somebody cheat you 100 times? You do business with somebody once, twice, 3 times. You let the guy cheat you 100 times? In time of Ari, Alster gave a lecture in Tzfat. And Alster gave a lecture and counted 100 times. He explained how did Laban cheat Yaakov 100 times. And Ari was sitting over there smiling. And when he finished, Ari got up and left. And after the lecture, Alster asked him, why did you leave? He said, I left because Laban left. Laban was there also. His neshama came from Gan Eden to hear the lecture. And every time you said something, he shook his head. True. I cheated him 100 times. 100 times? How do you cheat somebody 100 times? How naive could you be? How stupid can you be? How did Hashem let it happen? How did Hashem let Laban switch Leah and Rachel? And the Zohar said, Ari said, because of the switch, Reuben had some damage in his neshama. It's called Ben Tmura, says the Gemara in Yevamot. I said, how did they do such a thing? Hashem let it. What happened? Last week, Parasha, we read that Yaakov came to Esav the day that Esav came so-called tired from the field. Says the Gemara that Esav that day killed somebody, did Avodah Zarah, went to a church, and also grabbed an engaged girl. These sins. He comes home, Yaakov tells him, I want to buy the firstborn from you. I want to be the so-called older one. I want to serve Beit HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, Yaakov said, he's a Rasha. Esav is a Rasha. Why should he walk in Beit HaMikdash? I want to walk in Beit HaMikdash. He said, listen, leave it up to Hashem. Who is a Rasha, who is not a Rasha? If he's a Rasha, he'll die. Nadav Avihu went to Beit HaMikdash, into the Mishkan to die. Second Beit HaMikdash, every Kohen Gadol. Second Beit HaMikdash, after certain years, die every year. 300 Kohanim Gadolim died. In a period of less than 300 years. So what happened? If you're not eligible, and you go to Beit HaMikdash, you'll die. So why Yaakov is so busy? He doesn't want Esav. He doesn't want Esav to be the Kohen Gadol. What's the problem? Let him be. Hashem will kill him. But you, Hashem, you said, who do you want? What do you mean? I don't want this guy to, can you imagine? He got to Beit HaMikdash and says, Mr. Miller, why you Kohen? I don't like you. Get off the ballot. Go back to Englewood. Who are you to tell me? No, I don't think you are religious enough. Where is your big beard and the peot and the sombrero? Will you tell me what to do? You're not the boss. I worship Hashem. You know what? Some of the Chachamim say, Mashiach comes, he's going to come, he's going to have in his hand a shaver. First, we shave everybody. Then you will see who is a tzaddik, who is not a tzaddik. The guy has king-sized beard, you know, queen-sized peot. He thinks big sombrero. He thinks this is really the Kohen HaGadol. I said, Mashiach is going to come with a shaver. First, he'll shave everybody's beard. And then he'll decide, oh, this guy, oh, you can go over back your beard. You don't need a beard. So Yaakov goes to Esav and says, you wicked man. You cannot. What do you mean I'm a wicked man? Yaakov, you don't tell me what to do. What do you mean you want to buy it? He wants to be. So leave it up to Hashem. Amin, tell us. The information of Sefer Bereshit, Rav Shach used to say, every time we finish Sefer Bereshit, he said, now we have to wait another year for Sefer Bereshit. All the secrets and all the guidance that a person should have in his life is in this book of Bereshit. That's why Hashem gave us the book. I says, what is the message, really? What is the message? So the Gemara said, that's the message. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created this world, he decided he wants to be here, downstairs. Ikar Shekhinah B'Tachtonim. I want to see him. Says the Gemara that actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down. When he came down, he's in Gan Eden, and Adam HaRishon disobeyed his command, and he ate from the tree. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked himself up and left, went up one flight. Then Cain killed Hevel, Hashem picked himself up, left, went up another flight. Then Dor Enosh, Adam HaRishon's grandson, started to do Avodah Zarah, another flight. Then Dora Mabul, time of Noah, another flight. Then Dora Plaga built the tower, another flight. Then Dora Zdom, the generation of Zdom, another flight. Then the sins of the Egyptians, another flight. Came Abraham Avinu, started so-called to pull HaKadosh Baruch Hu back down. It wasn't easy. But Hashem left, he doesn't want to come back. So the Gemara, that Abraham's power was that he went from town to town, city to city, and preached against Avodah Zarah. By this he showed how much he loves Hashem. And then he had a test of Akedat Yitzchak, Lech Lecha. that he was able to so-called destroy or fix an entity that's called Manzapach. Something in Kabbalah. That's called Chafsofit. Letters. Some say five letters in the Hebrew languages. In Hebrew language, that you write at the end of the word. Chafsofit, Memsofit, Nunsofit, Fezofit, Tzadisofit. So Avraham Avinu was able, so-called, to clear the air. To bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu, start to bring him back down. The goal is, the Gemara says, is when Hashem comes down on Har Sinai. The Torah tells us in details, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, Hashem comes down. What do you try to tell me? I try to tell you Hashem is finally back. At Avraham Avinu took him one flight down, Yitzchak another flight down, Yaakov another flight, Levi another flight, Kohat another flight, Amram, and then Moshe, and seven up and seven down. Now the mission is complete. So the whole purpose of receiving the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Har Sinai, is to tell you that Hashem is finally back here. Then we did the Mishkan, and fire came from Shemayim. And the Shlomo of Shlomo built Hamidash, fire came down from Shemayim. It's just to show us that Hashem is down. This is the obligation. This is what we have. This we owe to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to our Father. But he has no house here. He says, listen, you buy and you sell and you do this. Papa is homeless. You still have to think about it. Chachamim say all the time. You know, Dav ben Rechav in the Tanakh, he told the children, don't build fancy houses. Hashem got no house. Don't have wine. Hashem has no house. Says somebody wrote before the Holocaust in a book. The people in Germany, they think they're going to stay over there in Germany forever. They think Germany is a paradise. One day Hashem will destroy the whole thing. Before the Holocaust, really. Because the person has to know that Papa has no house. That's the mitzvah, says Shulchan Aruch. You live in a house, you enter the house, you have to leave 2 feet by 2 feet at the entry, not painted. To remember, yeah, it's my house, it's your house, fine, you allow. Hashem wants you to have a house. But Hashem wants you to remember he has no house. He says he wants to live here. He wants to stay. He got no house. So that's the whole job. As the Torah says, the Adam HaRishon was the first so-called entity that pushed HaKadosh Baruch Hu away from Earth. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu went all the way up to the seventh floor. And Abraham is going to start to be able to, so-called, to convince HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come down by destroying Avodah Zarah, destroying the statues, preaching, going from town to town, says the Rambam, against the whole world. It says that showed how much Hashem, is that how much you love. Avraham loves Hashem. It says Hashem came one flight down. Then came Yitzchak. It was Akedat Yitzchak. He agreed that Avraham is going to slaughter him. Then came another flight down. It says when this happened. It says it happened when Gemara says it happened. Last week, Parasha, the Yitzchak became very rich, and Avimelech came to him and said, leave the country because you're making too much money. And he tells him a statement, at some time, imenu me'od, you become even richer than us. And Yitzchak didn't say nothing, he left. Then Yitzchak went and his slaves dug a well. And people came and took it from him. Another one, they said, Yitzchak never said anything. Nothing. By not arguing with him and give his life for Hashem, he was able to bring Hashem down one more. And Yaakov Avinu, this is the whole argument with Esau. Yaakov doesn't care less about Esau. Let him be the Kohen Gadol. It's one problem. If he be the Kohen Gadol, you know what this guy does? He does Avodah Zarah. He kills people. He does Gilui Arayot. He doesn't like to be the Kohen. He makes fun of the Beit HaMikdash. You know what's going to happen? Hashem is going to back up. That's my problem. My problem is not that Esau is going to be the Kohen Gadol. My problem is that Hashem will turn around and again will go back up. Therefore, Yaakov comes to Esau and says, listen, I want to purchase, I want to buy it off. I want to be the Kohen Gadol. So, yeah, why? Because if Esau is going to be the Kohen Gadol, it's not because he's a tzaddik or not tzaddik. Because the means he's going to walk inside Beit HaMikdash, Hashem is going to leave. Happened to be at the end that Esau descended destroyed Beit HaMikdash. they don't destroy Beit HaMikdash. It means Hashem left. If you don't mourn Beit HaMikdash, the building fell down. The building fell down. Who cares? The building fell down. We care this was the building of Hashem. And Hashem should have been there. And since it's no building, Hashem left. Somebody destroyed. Not only that, Sion Salit Lecharesh says they brought bulldozers and they ripped the whole thing and they plowed the whole thing. It says there's no place, no place for. It means Hashem is not there anymore. That's what it means. Hashem wants to be in Beit HaMikdash. That's the mitzvah Hashem gave us to build Beit HaMikdash, to build the Mishkan. It means this is my house. Zebeti. This is my house. There's no house. There's no sign of it. Was the house before? There was no sign. And since that's the whole argument or so-called machloki between Esav and Yaakov. Yaakov wants Hashem down and Esav doesn't want him down. He says, who is that? The Torah says. But even Savat HaBchora, he makes fun of it. He doesn't need Hashem. He doesn't believe in Hashem. He's doing about the Torah. He's killing people. You know? So Yaakov, that's what Yaakov's war is. That's why Yaakov purchased it. That's why Yaakov, Rivka wanted Yaakov to get the bracha. Because if Yitzchak would have given the bracha to Esav, it would be all over, says the Zohar. And Zohar says Hashem was upset at Yitzchak. Why do you love Esav? You don't, what do you mean I love Esav? What's the problem? So if I love Esav, what's it? So he's not religious. So what? No, he didn't understand. This guy wants Hashem out. Not only that, the Gemara said he wants to kill Yitzchak. Esav wants to kill Yitzchak. This parasha, the last pasuk, Elech Esav el Ishmael. Esav goes to Ishmael and he says, I want to marry your daughter. So the Gemara says, what is it all about? Says the Gemara, Esav said like this, I'm going to marry Ishmael's daughter, he will trust me. Then I tell Ishmael, you know, Avraham Avinu died and he gave all his heritage to Yitzchak. But you're the older one. So you go kill Yitzchak. Esav said, after he'll kill Yitzchak, I go kill Ishmael. Why you kill my father? Then I kill my brother Yaakov, and I'll be the hero of the world. Superman. So the whole thing, what he wants is Rasha, is not just to kill Yitzchak, to kill. He is against Hashem. That's the after I said, Hashem said, I hate Esav. So you read next week. No, let's make it read it. Let Esav Saneti. After I said, Hashem said, I hate Esav. I said, why you hate Esav? What big deal? So he's a sinner. Hashem doesn't hate sinners. But Esav is not a sinner. He's going to destroy Beit HaMikdash. The one says, Amalek is Esav's grandson. He says, Hashem's chair is not complete because of him. What do you mean? He is against Hashem. He doesn't want Hashem down. He wants Hashem to stay up. So that's the whole secret, that's the whole Sefer Bereshit. But when you read the story, what's the bottom line? What's the destination? What we got to do as a Kadosh Baruch Hu's children, as we're looking for a Kadosh Baruch Hu to come down to have a house. That was the purpose of creation. Now the Gemara said, now I'll tell you the whole story of the parasha. See, Yaakov lives there at Israel. So the Gemara said, he lives with the glory. Which glory he lives? Well, Hashem is down already. Because Hashem came down already. When Abraham left Eretz Israel, Hashem was not down yet. Hashem came down when Abraham went to Akedat Yitzchak, when Abraham was 137. When Abraham left Eretz Israel, he was 75. Was no glory yet. He says, Yitzchak. Yitzchak is the same story. When Yaakov is here, there's a glory already. The Torah says, Yaakov is living with the glory. The Torah, tell you what happened. Tell me what happened. So he has a dream. In a dream, he sees a ladder. And he sees first the angel that represents Babel, Iraq, that destroyed Beit HaMikdash. Then the second one is from Paras, it's Ahasuerus, Haman, and then the ruler of Israel. Then he sees Antiochus. Then he sees Edom, the one that destroyed Beit HaMikdash, Titus, Andrianus. He says, what is the dream all about? The dream is not those angels. The dream is who is going to chase Hashem out of the country. First Babel, first Iraq, Nebuchadnezzar, with Sobet HaMikdash. You know what it means? Hashem is in the house. Then the Parsim would come. The Eretz Israel, they're going to rule us. Haman wants to destroy us. It means he doesn't want Hashem to be. Then the Greeks, they came to Eretz Israel, Hanukkah is coming. What did they do? they sacrificed the pig in Bet HaMikdash. They put statues in Bet HaMikdash. They made everything tamei in Bet HaMikdash. They made the menorah tamei, everything. What does it mean? It means Hashem left. The whole Shalom of the Chashmalim was to call upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come back. Then the Romans came. They destroyed the second Bet HaMikdash. He says, there's no house. So Torah says, listen to what Yaakov said. Yaakov sees this in a dream, and Hashem comes and says, Hashem comes down. I said, where is Yaakov, where are you? I am on this mountain. Which mountain? The mountain of Bet HaMikdash. What is this mountain? This is eventually the mountain that Hashem is going to be there. It's going to be Bet HaMikdash. This is Torah tells us the story. So Yaakov sleeps over there, and he says, where are you? I see him on Bet HaMikdash. Where was Bet HaMikdash? Bet HaMikdash means this is the final destination. Hashem is going to come down here eventually when Shlomo will be Bet HaMikdash. Okay? He sees the dream. Whoever is going to chase HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of Bet HaMikdash. It's not tragedy for us. Of course, the tragedy for us is not Bet HaMikdash. But the biggest tragedy is that Baruch Hashem we're here and Hashem is homeless. That's the tragedy. So Hashem tells Yaakov, you know what? You're going and I'll go with you, I'll watch over you. Yaakov gets up in the morning and says, Hashem, listen. I don't need to come back here. You don't understand, Hashem. But I am looking forward for you to come here. I know if I go now on the way and if I do Avodah Zarah, you'll go back up. I know if I kill somebody, you go up. He says, how do you know? I know. Dor Enosh, Adam Arishon's grandchild, did Avodah Zarah, Hashem went up. Cain killed Hevel, Hashem went up. Dor Abu did Gilui Arayot, Hashem went up. He says, Yaakov said to Hashem, I don't need to come back alive. I want to come back sinless. Because if I come back as a sinner, you're not going to be here. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I make a neder, I make a promise. If I come back, see this stone. That stone will be Bet HaMikdash. You know what it means? You come back here. Not Bet HaMikdash. Yaakov doesn't care Bet HaMikdash. Yaakov cares that Hashem will come back. So where Hashem is going to be? Bet HaMikdash. Yaakov said, listen, if you're going to watch over me, I won't do the sins. And I come back safe, without sins. Forget about it. You promised me that I will not get hurt, and this I will not kill me. That's not the issue. The issue is that I'm going to Lavan's house. Chas Shalom, I might learn some bad things over there. I might do Avodah Zarah. I might do Gilui Arayot. I might do Lashon Hara. What is Lashon Hara? I'll explain to you in 1 second. So Torah says, okay, Yaakov, you ready? But okay. He gets up in the morning, he's happy, he's leaving. He's leaving. He comes to the well, he sees Rachel. Torah describes it to him purposely. Rachel was the most beautiful, gorgeous girl. Yaakov looks at her. I love you. What do you say? Oh, you love her? You love Hashem. Right away, he makes signs with Rachel. He says, I'm going to marry you. Hashem said, you're not going to marry her. See, listen, the purpose of marriage is to have 12 Shvatim. Not because you love this girl. I'm going to make sure it's not what you love. It's what you have to do. You have to have children. 12 Shvatim. I said, if you can have the 12 Shvatim, fine. Don't tell me who you want to marry. That's why Hashem lets Lavan to make the switch. The Torah continues. Torah continues that Leah is having children. Bila, Zilpa, Leah again, she's pregnant again. All of a sudden Hashem remembers Rachel. Now you remember Rachel? Rachel, what happened? She gave the signs. She gave the signs 6 years ago. What happened? Not 6 years ago. 7 years ago. What happened? Gemara says, I'll tell you what happened. Yaakov got engaged to Rachel at the well, and he went to work for Laban, and used to send presents to Rachel, FedEx. FedEx used to come home, necklace, earring, bracelet, all kinds of rings, everything. Laban used to open the FedEx, takes the jewelry, give it to Leah. Give it to Leah. Leah walks in the house, and 24 carat gold necklace, 24 carat bracelet. Rachel looks every day, every second day. Leah has a new jewel. I said, well, how did you get jewel there? She right away, she understood. I told Yaakov that my father is a liar. He picked up the mail, he opened up the mail, and he gave the jewelry to Leah. Rachel could say, hello, Papa, Leah, was this a joke or something? Who are you getting all this thing? It's mine. Said nothing. 7 years. Then 6 years, after she gave the signs to her sister, in the meantime, her sister already has six. Bilhah has two, Zilpah has two. Again, Leah is pregnant again. He says, listen, I made my biggest mistake in life. I gave her the signs. Why did I give her the signs? Why did I give her the signs? What happened to me? I could have been the wife. Rachel said, forget about it. Now, Rachel said, I have no children, and soon Yaakov is going to go back to Israel. And my father said, why are you going back with him? You got no children. You know what? Get divorced, and I'll marry you to Esav. Still, she doesn't regret. I mean, said, that's what Hashem said. Because if you can hold down for so-called 13 years your mouth shut, and you thought shut, and you don't regret you gave your sister the sign, and you kept quiet 7 years, this is so-called the opposite of Lashon Hara. It's a tikkun of Lashon Hara. It says, not only that, you don't want your sister to get embarrassed, perfect. Not only you don't want to get embarrassed, you swallow all the difficulties that you have in your life, and you might not have children. You don't know, not yet. You know before Yaakov is going to have 12, right? You might have said, yeah, Rachel was a prophet. She knew Yaakov was going to have 12. So, if she would not have given the signs to Leah, she would have 12. Because Yaakov has to have 12. Now, she jeopardized the whole thing. And he has no children. And if she goes to Yaakov, Yaakov says, screams at her. What do you want from me? I'm not God. Reuben brings jasmine from the street. And Rachel goes to Leah, can I have some jasmine? Leah tells him, you stole my husband. Every time Yaakov goes, have supper with you. I says, excuse me. What are you talking about? Yaakov comes with me. You're not supposed to be in the picture. You don't remember what happened 6 years ago. I said, I gave you the sign 7 years ago. If I wasn't giving you the sign, you would be embarrassed under the chuppah, and you would never get married to Yaakov. Yaakov works for me, not for you. And how do you tell me I stole your husband? That he's coming to my tent to have supper with me. Of course you have supper with me. You have to thank Hashem that you have children. You would be married to Esav. You wouldn't be married to Yaakov. Because of me, you're married to Yaakov. He doesn't say nothing to her. Comes the Gemara and says, let me tell you something. When the brother wanted to kill Yosef in 3 weeks, Yaakov tells the brother, listen, you'll never be able to kill me. You're wasting your time. What do you mean I'm going to kill you? Yosef tells him, because of my mother, you'll never be able to overcome me. The power of Rachel Imenu, says the Zohar, says the Gaon Mivilna, the Shekhinah is in Kever Rachel today. She's going to Vilna, you go to Kotel, you pray the Kotel, fine, very good. Don't forget to go to Rachel Imenu. The Shekhinah is Rachel Imenu. Hashem moved over there because of Rachel. Rachel says, what do you mean? Gemara says, I'll tell you what I mean. Menashe was a king, very bad king. One day he made a statue, put it in the holiest of the holiest, called the Shokodeshim Bet Hamikdash. He made a face, he made a statue with four faces. HaKadosh Baruch Hu left. Says the Gemara, HaKadosh decided to destroy the world. Came Abraham to him and said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please. Hashem said, enough. I'm fed up with this. Came Yitzchak, Hashem said, enough. Came Yaakov, Hashem said, enough. Came Rachel, said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, I want to ask you something. Remember, I was about to get married to Yaakov Avinu, you know, the top of the world, Yaakov Avinu. But my father made a switch, and I didn't want my sister to get embarrassed. And I was quiet. I was quiet, and I gave her the signs not to embarrass her. I was quiet, Chachamim said, 7 years, every time the presents got to Leah, I said nothing. Not only that, after got married, I got no children. Leah got already 6.5 children. Bilhah got 2. Zilpah got 2. Maybe I won't have any child anymore. I said nothing. Yaakov embarrassed me. I said nothing. Leah embarrassed me. I said nothing. Hashem said, you know what? You said nothing. I said nothing. I said, because of you, the Shekhinah stays. So the whole power that we still hear is b'zchut Rachel Imenu. What Rachel Imenu? The Gemara says, look at Rachel Imenu. Rachel Imenu is a combination of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov and Rachel. What do you mean? The Torah says, what's the power of Abraham Avinu? And yes, Avodah Zarah. The Torah tells you at the end of the parasha, what did Rachel do? Stole Avodah Zarah for father. What the power of Yitzchak? Yitzchak Avinu was ready to give his life to Hashem. Look what Rachel did. She was ready to give her life. I said, not going to have any children. What the power of Yaakov? Senyut. Holy. Rachel is very holy. Plus, Rachel Tikkun of Lashon Hara. That's what Yaakov said in the beginning before he left Eretz Yisrael. He said, listen, Hashem, I don't want to fall in the trap. He said, I don't want to do Avodah Zarah because then you're going to go up. I don't want to go kill anybody because you're going to get up. I don't want to do El Gilu Yaret. You're going to go up. I don't want to speak Lashon Hara. You're going to go up. Because Lashon Hara is connected to Kulam, says the Gemara. So you have to be very careful. So you say something from your mouth, it's against Rachel Imenu. It's our power is Rachel Imenu. Our power is Rachel. Therefore, the Torah tells you, oh, now I'll tell you something. When Rachel finally got a baby, she said, Yosef. Yosef was born. Yaakov goes to love and says, I'm leaving. He said, why are you leaving? He said, let me tell you something. This guy, Yosef, Joe, is against Esau. What do you mean he's a baby? What do you mean he's against Esau? You don't understand. Let me explain to you, Rab Lavan. I'll explain to you what it means. Esau only wants, he wants one thing. He wants Hashem out of the picture. Eventually, he'll destroy Second Beit HaMikdash. But what he does, he doesn't want to be a Kohen. He doesn't want to serve Hashem. He's against Hashem. Me, this is my task. This is my grandfather, Abraham did, Yitzhak, me. You want Hashem now. This, you know, this product, Yosef was born now, after his mother was quiet for 13 years now. He says, what is the quiet that she is? When you don't say nothing, it means that you want Hashem now. It's called Malchut. It says, when Yosef was born, is the proof. This product was born from the lady that so-called completed the task, the obligation that we have to have Beit HaMikdash. And therefore, I'm afraid of no Esav. What Esav can do? But he cannot kill me. How can he kill me if I am here to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu down? So nothing can happen to me. As the Torah continues, the Torah says at the end, he's leaving, he calls up Rachel, and Leah, he says, listen, yes, your father cheated me 100 times. What does that mean? It means, the Gemara says, it's called Bechol Mo'odecha. If Hashem wants to test you, Hashem wants to see. If somebody cheats you 100 times, it doesn't matter. And then Torah will tell you how rich Yaakov is. With the whole cheating of Lavan, by force Hayishmo, the Torah tells you how much. The Gemara said that Yaakov Avinu had 1.2 million dogs to watch his sheep and his cattle. Can you imagine how many sheep and cattle he had? 1.2 million dogs, the Gemara says. So rich, and the guy cheated him 100 times. Don't say nothing. Hashem is going to make sure that if the money that you have is going to multiply if people will cheat you more. The guy stole from me $100 million. This is because Hashem wants to give you 200 billion times. That's how it goes by Hashem. That's Bechol Mo'odecha. The Gemara says Bechol Mamoncha. That says you just have to trust Hashem. Hashem will show you that Yaakov cannot catch Laban. He'll trick him 100 times. It doesn't matter. As long as you love Hashem. Love Hashem, what do you mean love Hashem? Love Hashem means Hashem looking at Hashem echad, you want Hashem down. Hashem said in tefillah, kilu shotcha kivinu kol hayom. The whole day I want Hashem down. That's what it means. Bishuatcha kivinu, every saint Shimon Esra 3 times a day. We hope for your redemption, Hashem. My redemption, my redemption. Yeah, Hashem wants to come down. The whole seven Bereshit is either Hashem is down, or Hashem is not going to come down. He's leaving, he's coming back. You chase Hashem, Hashem comes back. And that's the whole thing about Yaakov Avinu. That's what tells us. Yaakov Avinu, this is his job. He wants to continue the job. And eventually, it's after Yaakov Avinu is Levi, and this is it, until Har Sinai. So the whole purpose is to Hashem down. That's what we pray, the Gemara says, and Hashem is the Mashiach, Ma'am Ben Amen. Prophet, before you say,